Hello everyone, hope you're all doing well. I have been wanting to come and share my heart with you. I have been busy last few days, but what I wanted to say right this minute, we had a great Bible study this morning. We have been studying about the book of Genesis, the outline of Genesis, but as you know, we ended up going into deep. Well, Genesis chapter 4 is all about Cain and Abel and their offsprings, and how God told Cain that he put a mark on him so that nobody could kill him. Although Cain murdered his brother, and you will find that interesting, and the very first murder that is mentioned in the Bible. As we're talking about Cain and Abel, we also find different things. But towards the end of that Genesis chapter 4, the last verse says, Seth also had a son, and he named him Enosh. At that time, people began to call on the name of the Lord. Now, if we take a pause here and meditate upon that one verse, that whole context here that was sin related, rebellion related. Cain said to the Lord, I don't know, what are you talking? I don't know, I'm not my brother's keeper. When God asked Cain, where is your brother? After he killed his brother, I don't know why he was thinking that God wouldn't know, but it was a rebellious answer. And then God's punishment, and also God's grace and God's mercy upon him. And then look what Cain started doing. Cain went and had another children, and his wife became pregnant and gave birth to Enoch. Don't get confused. This is not the same Enoch as the Enoch that God walked with God. Cain was then building a city, and he named it after his son Enoch. So he was busy building the city for his son, and his great grandson was busy confessing his sins to his wives that he killed another person. And if you come a little further down, now Adam and Eve also begotten a son, and they named him Seth, and saying, God has granted me another child in place of Abel. So since Cain killed him, that's what they believe, that God gave another son. Seth also had a son, and he named him Enosh. Now, look at this. Cain named his son Enoch. Seth named his son Enosh. Cain was busy building a city for his son at the time, and for himself, or whatever, he's building a city for himself. But the contrast here, Enosh, Seth also had a son, and he named him Enosh. At that time, people began to call on the name of the Lord. These two group of people you see, calling on the name of the Lord means proclaiming the name on the name of the Lord, or praying in the name of the Lord, Yahweh God. And as much as chaos going on at that time, the rebellion happening, and people were busy doing their own thing, but also there is a remnant that God chooses, and people still were calling and proclaiming on the name of the Lord. And we come to a conclusion today in our Bible study, God still have a remnant for him. There might be a lot of things going in this world. We hear wars and disasters, and things are going in our lives. But remember, God has a remnant, and there are people who are still praying for you. There are people who are interceding for you. And there are people who are proclaiming the name of the Lord then and even today as well. So I want you all to understand, we too need to join to this remnant and people who are calling on the name of the Lord. And we too need to say, Lord, save us. Lord, protect us. Lord, come. Lord, help. That's what I wanted to say, that we as brothers and sisters, we need to be continue to proclaim the name of the Lord. May God bless you. Have a great night. I'll get back to you as soon as I can.